Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
The Golden Globe nominations went down last night. Yesterday, I should say. They were saying that a lot of people said Sydney Sweeney was snubbed for the boxing biopic Christie. A lot of people thought that she would get nominated for that.
Her and her people thought that?
Apparently, it was a surprise. It made the story that it was a snub. So she did not get nominated for acting for the boxing biopic Christie. The Rock did get nominated for his MMA biopic, though. The Smashing Machine, the one that nobody went to see. And they also didn't go to see Christie, just for the record. It wasn't like either one of those was a smash hit.
Nobody went to see most of these movies, actually.
I know. There's so many movies. I'm like, I've never heard of that.
Well, some of them still aren't really out yet.
Yeah.
Either.
I know. That is true. There's even, let me tell you, because there's a couple of interesting snubs here. So, congratulations to One Battle After Another.
Great movie.
It led all. Now, can I ask you guys, because that is nominated in the comedy or musical category.
This is the classic Golden Globes, like, issue.
What do you mean?
This category.
So it's not a drama? It's not a comedy? It's not a drama? It's not a musical? What is it?
It's where they put movies that have a little bit more light to them. That are a little bit more fun.
I mean, it
versus
is
versus like dark movies.
It's not dark. It is.
Do you laugh during it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh. But yeah. It's, but
DiCaprio
it,
is.
It's not like a character. This is a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
Ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga-ga.
No, it's not like a Will Ferrell movie.
This
no.
always happens with the TV one specifically because The Bear is in the comedy category, even though after the first season it's
so
incredibly
not funny.
Depressing.
Right. Like, wow, these people seem like I'm watching stressed out people do stressed out things. That's.
And you never watched the new season, did you?
I didn't go back. I was so
bummed out. The new
season
makes up for the season before.
Does it?
It really does.
All right. Maybe I'll go back and look. I did love that show. That first and second seasons were just amazing. That third season, I thought, what are you guys doing?
No, the fourth season is a makeup for that.
So, One Battle After Another led all movies with 9 nominations, including Best Drama. Sorry, that's not true. They say Best Drama, but they mean Best Movie because they're in comedy. The White Lotus was the top TV show with 6 nominations. And The White Lotus was an excellent season. All the seasons have been excellent. If you've never watched The White Lotus, lucky you. You have 3 great, incredible funny, tragic, scary seasons to watch. So good. Snubs, Wicked for Good. Not nominated for Best Picture.
But
it's up for cinematic and box office achievement.
That's where it belongs.
Yes, which is for more popular crowd-pleasing movies. Stranger Things.
And also Ariana and Cynthia are both nominated.
For acting. And Golden Globes, let me say.
Yes. Ariana's nominated for Best Supporting and Cynthia's nominated, I think, for Best Actress.
And that would obviously be in a musical,
in
right?
Musical or comedy, yeah.
Let me see her thing. Who's she up against? Yes, yeah, so Cynthia Erivo, Wicked for Good. Rose Byrne, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Rose Byrne is a creeper for me. Like, she's great in a lot of things that I really like. She's one of those chicks, you go, Rose Byrne, for a long time, I knew her face, but wouldn't have been able to put the name to it.
And the show that I'm watching called Pluribus. Pluribus. Something like that.
Pluribus.
Right. There's a moment where there's a character... you only see her briefly, but I'm like, I think that's Rose Byrne. And it's not.
Oh.
But it's funny how that person she just sticks in my head as she's a good actress.
I think she's doing a TV show with
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Platonic.
Platonic. Okay. Did that one get nominated?
No. But I think it just had its second season come out recently. I haven't
watched
it.
Yeah, I was just
yet.
Reading some story
about
it.
The first one was fun.
So let's see here. Wicked for Good didn't get nominated for Best Picture. They're calling that a massive snub. Stranger Things also failed to land anything in its final season, which I know. I guess that the critics or the people who do the nominating must get the full season long before we do, because we only have 4 episodes of it. The Globes added a podcast category this year. But they're saying it's a snub that the Joe Rogan Experience, which is the most popular of all the podcasts, did not get a nomination. They also snubbed the entire true crime genre.
Yeah, no true crime, which is crazy.
The nominees are mostly celebrity-driven shows like Good Hang with Amy Poehler, which is brand new, right? Is that fairly new?
Yeah, fairly new.
Smartless, that's Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, Will Arnett. The Golden Globes are airing live on CBS on Sunday, January 11th. Nikki Glaser's returning as host for the second straight year.
She was great last year.
She's great all the time.
Yeah.
She's really... There's
people,
another one who's...
People didn't like her intro to SNL, though.
I liked it. I didn't mind it at all. I was like,
The pedophile jokes just didn't go over.
Yeah. Ye old pedophile jokes. You know, you got to know thy crowd. Best drama. The Golden Globe nominees are Frankenstein, Hamnet, It Was Just an Accident, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. Sinner's got a lot of noms, too. Let me tell you who got best musical or comedy was Blue Moon, Begonia, which is a very weird movie. I enjoyed it. That's Emma Stone.
Oh, you watched it?
I did.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's weird. I can't.
Right.
I've been thinking about it. I don't know how much I liked it.
Did you like Poor Things?
I loved Poor
me
Things.
Me, too. That's my favorite one I think this is
the
fourth one they're doing together.
She's great in this, though. Her and what, the director of this? I don't even know who that was.
I forget, he has a name.
Marty Supreme, No Other Choice, Nouvelle Vague, One Battle After Another. Those are the best musical or comedy. So there you go. And Google Golden Globes nominees if you want to know all the categories and all the actors.
Yeah, I wanted to see if Sean Penn got nominated because he was so good in One Battle After Another. Like,
well, that would be best actor in a drama,
or
musical or comedy.
Actor.
A comedy.
I'll look it up.
No, I'm looking for. I got it right here. He is
good.
He's nominated, and actually, so is Benicio del Toro.
Both excellent.
Yeah.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.